Okay, there it is. Okay. Sorry, I was like maximizing the screen because the white space like makes me look like washed out and like vampire-y. So like, oh well, since it is recording, what's up, all you stars and studs? It's the 10th wonder of the world, Jake Smith.
I almost forgot I was doing this today. My name is Joey Mayberry.
Literally, like I text him, he's like, oh shit. Listen, guy, it is December. Lives are crazy right now. There is a lot going on.
Yeah, like if you keep up with the podcast, which if you don't, bad you.
Yeah, go to hell.
Damn! You went full Wendy Williams. I wasn't ready for it.
Clap if they should die.
Death to all of them. But no, like I'm in a different hotel room. I'm going to be in a different space for the next couple weeks because I'm traveling for work. So craziness, loco-ness.
You know what? We are making it work. We're sisters doing it for ourselves. Like, yeah. I think that's how it goes.
I don't think this is the like proper dance move I should do. This looks like something else. This
it's a bop. We love it. We love it. Oh my God. Bop. Are you enjoying seeing Florida?
I feel like no matter what I do in life, it leads me to Florida. Like I will end up
lead to Florida.
All roads lead to Florida for me, which I'm not complaining about, but like Panama City's great. I went and bought like some Christmas gifts for Marcos because I found this cute little like witchy store.
Fun. Oh, that's great for him.
Oh, you know the name of the store? You're gonna love it.
What?
So it's next to the beach and it's a witchy store. So it's called Bay Witch.
That's cute. That's very cute. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's cute. That's cute. I'm thinking like Ursula and stuff like that, but that is clever. I love a wordplay. Oh, that's fun. Good marketing. Yeah, I love that. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you are enjoying the warm weather. I'm sure it is freezing in Chicago because it's freezing here. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
mean, it's okay.
It is chilly here. Like it's hoodie weather in Florida.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, hoodie weather. Oof. We are like, you know, it's like, I mean, I still wore shorts out last night, but like, but I was wearing a sweatshirt on top and I was going to a holiday party.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Well, here's my thing. Yeah. Here's the thing though, too. It was a holiday party at someone's house. You don't know. I know I keep my home at a frosty 60 degrees at all times. What? No. That's why I'm always sick. But no, I keep my home at a frosty 60 degrees. But their house was so hot, and I knew it was going to be warm, and I was right. But whatever, you know what? But my voice is not raspy because it was sick. I actually like lost it halfway through the night last night. Like we went out after the party, and I'm like, I don't know why my voice is like this. I'm like talking to people. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I sound like this. And then I remembered. So on Real Housewives this week of Miami, one of the girls surprised her wife. There's a lesbian on it now. She surprised her. Yeah, it's awesome. Love her. She's married to Martina something, Tara Tanova or something. She's a famous tennis player.
My first thought was McBride. And I was like, that's not
true. Well, she's married to Martina. Martina just overcame cancer. And Martina loves the opera. So her wife learned how to sing opera. Not well, but to like surprise her at a party. So all week, I've been like making fun of her singing me like, ooh, 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 ooh. But like, it made me lose my voice. So.
You lost your voice by making fun of someone singing opera.
To their wife who survived cancer. Yes.
That's the most Jake thing I've ever heard.
I was like, oh, like it clicked today because I went to go do that voice. Like, and I was like, oh, that's how I lost my voice. Because I was like, I haven't been screaming or anything or like sick. So I'm like, oh.
Except on here.
On here. Yeah. Yeah.
We scream on here. Handy Orton.
Well, this show has been the culprit of a lot of lost voice weeks for me. So, but yeah. All right. Well, guys, well, this is not the like lose your voice podcast. It's the raise your voice podcast. Because we are re-talking about the Hillary Duff movie every week. So
no. No.
Could you imagine?
We do reference Hillary Duff a lot.
We do.
The Golden Era podcast.
Golden Era. And then we talk about women's wrestling and that beautiful golden age of women's wrestling and all that amazingness. And we have to make this a good one because I meet Dawn Marie Saturday and I am directing her to the show. So...
Oh my goodness. I hope she watches it. I'm sorry we're not talking about you, and I'm sorry they didn't
put
you
on. I am too.
Like, we're not even discussing SmackDown this week.
No, there were no women at all. So if you're here for the SmackDown women, so sorry. but this week we are talking about the week of March 15th, 2004 in the WWE Women's Division.
My favorite
week. Favorite week. And it is after an early WrestleMania, very early this year.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Like,
it was like, has it ever been that early?
Or like, WrestleMania always been like the end of March, beginning of April?
It's usually like end of March. The only other year that it was like kind of around this time was March 17th, was in 2002. But like, I don't know why it was then either, but like, yeah, it's always been like first weekend of April, second week of April, but around Easter. Like, I don't know what
using for me.
This is. I'm like, I was like, well, what? I was like, got like a whole like 7 weeks till the next pay per view. So
that's a blessing, though. Like, yeah, storyline build up.
Oh my god. Well, let's be for real. So like, all right. Well, guys, we are actually kind of continuing a storyline from Mania because out first tonight is Victoria, and I am loving this yellow outfit.
I don't remember this outfit. Uh-huh. I remember Lita's outfit. We'll talk about that in a second. But like, uh-huh, this gear I love.
Okay, so it reminded me of like a t-shirt you would wear.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, I'm just like, I was like, I love the crazy print, like the little yellow accents. I was like, this is fun. I was like,
comic book, very
yeah,
like, just I was something like, so contrast to normal Victoria. I love
seriously,
it.
I was like, this is like out of the box. I was trying to like make out like what some of the prints were and stuff like that. But like, it was a whole like mess of stuff, but I loved it. It all worked so well together.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sad that I guess this is the only time we see this gear.
Maybe she wears it another time, but this is the only time I can remember it.
I feel like if it was worn more than this time, I would have remembered this gear.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. It's really good, and I'm really glad she didn't wear it at WrestleMania because we never would have gotten a figure in it. So yeah, Jax would have been like,
colors, too
Jax would be like, oh no, women don't deserve paint. So, and then Lita is out in a little romper outfit, and I had to have thought she had this made for WrestleMania because it was Lita customized.
I loved this. It was so like, kind of is a punky little mechanic, and
yeah, I liked so cool. It a lot. I was like, this, it was very different than what we're used to seeing Lita in. And I liked it a lot. I really think this was a gear she had made if she was on the WrestleMania card because it had like she should have been. It had her logo on the back. It was really cute and really different than what any other woman was wearing at this time, too.
Mm-hmm. I like this a lot. I don't think I've seen another woman wear something like this, period.
No, even to this day, I can't recall. Jazz is out. I think Jazz's outfit is new too. It's like a two-toned, half like black leather, half like silver, sparkly top and like skirt. It's cute. It's very cute. I think another possible Mania new look.
Maybe.
Then Molly out in something she should have worn at WrestleMania.
I know.
This top was so good.
It's so good. But also, this was the biggest Molly Holly pop.
Can't wait for this next introduction.
And introducing her tag team partner from Minnesota, Minnesota, Molly Holly.
A pop. She got a reaction because people like popped for her, but like they were popping because they were like, oh my god, she's gonna come out bald, like I'm excited to see this. But what's so funny and so iconic is Molly comes out in this big ass blonde wig with like a chin strap. It's like some messy Party City wig, like frilly hairs everywhere, not even styled. Like, it's a mess and hilarious.
We need to contact James Mansfield and see if they'll jump on the podcast just to talk about wigs for Molly Holly.
Wig review.
And literally, But I love the wig. I also love commentary throughout the match discussing like different country stars that it looks like. They're like, this is Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn hair.
But it is so funny. And Molly is fuming too. She like comes in right away at Victoria. And I have to say, for me, like we've seen, I feel like, variations of this tag match for months now. You know, like different partners and stuff. I feel like this was the most cohesive of any of those tag matches to date.
This match I loved, and I loved honestly how much offense Lita got in this match. This was probably the most Lita I've seen in a long time.
It was crazy because I felt like Lita came off more as the women's champion than Victoria in this match.
It's not like she shouldn't be the women's champion at this time. I love you, Victoria. I do, but that belt.
Yeah. Right, and it was, good. And I felt like this was also one of Jazz's more impressive showings since her return too. She had a really nice power slam in the match. I just like, I loved her yelling at like Lita too, like, "Hey now!"
Hey now!
When like Lita tried to get in. Hey now! Hey now!
Did you say it too? Whenever she did it?
Yep. This is what dreams. And then I loved, too, when Molly came in and the crowd started chanting, "Molly's bald," by, like, trying to add that extra syllable in there for bald.
Bald.
Bald. But
what's that song where it's like, "Coach Collins," or something? "We're balling."
So good. Well, speaking of Lita's offense, we, of course, get a monkey flip.
I'm no joke planning on debuting monkey flips in my arsenal in 2024.
I think you've got to at this point. Like,
I do all of her other moves in the ring. Like, I'm surprised she hasn't slapped me with a copyright, but
here's Gita. Like,
please tell me that sounds stands for gay Lita.
So Molly knees Lita in the back during the match, and Lita's like, "Are you kidding me?" And she goes to throw Molly into the ring, but instead yanks her wig off of her, and Molly is baldy bald, 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 bald.
The cue the SpongeBob meme, bald, bald, bald.
And she's just like, like trying to cover her head, and like Victoria's like pointing at her and like doing like the head shaving motion, and Molly just like runs to the back, leaving Jazz alone. Molly actually I think looks so good bald too.
Glad you think that.
I genuinely do. I thought she looked great. Like, I don't think she looked stupid or anything. Like, I think like bald actually worked okay for her.
When it starts to grow in a little bit more and her head stops being so two-toned, then I think it's looking good. But, like, it's fresh right now. So she's got, like, you know, the nice tanned face and then very white head. Yeah. So not my favorite right now.
She did a photo shoot, I remember, with this top on. So it was probably this night, like, when she was really bald. And she looks like her face is, like, face card for days in those photos. Like, I think Molly is, like, underratedly like one of the most beautiful women WWE has ever had. Like,
just because she's not like I don't want to say this in like a negative way, but she's not supermodel beautiful.
She's not like the stereotypical type of like buxom blonde that like WWE pushes as their narrative of what is beautiful, you know.
There's like, I think there's like, she's a beautiful woman and like other women are beautiful, but like there's this like aesthetic that supermodels have that we've just christened as like,
I get what you're saying. Yeah. But like, what's so funny though too is like, I feel like if this were today's standards of like beauty where like curves are a little bit more embraced, like Molly would be like, I feel like push is like bam, like, you know what I mean?
Have the junk in the trunk story.
Yeah. Cause she's got like that like Mrs. Incredible body. Like, she is working it, you know.
She does look like Mrs. Incredible.
Right? She's got, like, the curves, like, slim little waist. Do you want to taste? So, no, my favorite one to do is, like, "I got a cute face, chubby waist, thick legs, in shape, rump shaking both ways. Make him do a double take."
We gotta have some fun when we go out.
So anyway, but that leaves Jazz in the ring, and she eats the shit out of that DDT from Lita.
I know.
Loved it.
When Lita was reaching for her, I didn't think the DDT was coming. I thought it was reverse Twist of Fate moonsault.
So did I. Yeah. I was like, okay. I was fine with it though. When she puts the impact on those DDTs, and I feel like the crop of women she's giving them to right now can really sell that thing. Perfect. You know?
Like, legitimately, I don't know what it was about the cover that Lita did, but like, when she laid and like, she kind of had her hair flipped just a little bit, it was serving.
Yeah.
Like, that was a real serving pin.
It felt like, almost this match, for me, like, felt like Lita's momentum was a little back. In a way.
Because she won a match.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like, my God. Lita's lost how many matches in the last, like, 2 months?
So she's been the resident jobber of the division, which is so weird to think of because it's Lita.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I know like, in her book, she was talking about how, oh, you don't need wins. You don't need the title because you're that over. I'm like, since when does that philosophy get applied to anyone else?
Yeah, exactly. So, but it was great to see her get a win. It was so funny though too with her music too, because Victoria like did not, I feel like, know how to celebrate to it. She's like, woo!
I also love when the Lita chants broke out. Like, you could just hear, because Victoria's on their apron and she's so loud. Like, you just heard, like, Lita!
So funny. But I loved this match. I thought it was fun. I thought this was like a real, for me, like, not any like big returns or anything like that, but this is like one of the more memorable for me, like, Raw after WrestleMania women's moments for me, with like the Molly's bald head exposure. Like,
it was great, and it was I think also people were just kind of amped to see Lita, because why was she not on WrestleMania?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. So awesome, awesome match. Really fun. It's not the only women's actions we have tonight. We've got Miss Jackie taking on Stacey Keibler, because, you know, after their loss at WrestleMania, they, like, Stacey was all pissed at Jackie. Jackie went to the back. They're having that. Jackie is wearing, I think, the first outfit she wore with Rico, maybe.
I recognize this outfit because it's like iconic. Like, that's the photo everyone.
Yeah,
Jackie is this year.
Yeah, but so that
it was also weird to see that photo because it's the one that's being shared next to the eBay video that's been going viral.
Yeah. Oof. So Jackie's out. She looks great. I'm sorry. I just have to reiterate, this music is so bad. Stacey looks great. I love
of Jacqueline's music.
Yes. It's like budget Jacqueline. It's like the CFO remix of Jacqueline's.
No, it's whatever.
Def Rebel. That's what I'm about. Yeah. Miss Jackie. So, Stacey, was Stacey in this outfit in a video game?
Possibly.
I remember this outfit, and like, this is gonna sound weird, but I can see her being an animated character in this outfit in my head.
To be honest, it's short shorts and turtleneck Stacey, so like, it's interchangeable based on color.
Yeah, no, but this isn't a turtleneck though, it's like a corset top,
but it's got the neck though, right?
No, it didn't have a neck. It was like a purple, like, corsety top.
Did I just Mandela effect and turn Stacey? Like,
I think that's just like the standard we expect her in to know this. She was trying something different for this match. No.
No turtleneck, and my brain's like, no.
Huh? She does. Stacey's like, she's coming out, and she like goes to do her entrance again. Like, and Jackie's like, yeah, brush, and like pushes her out of the ring. Brush. And then, like, you know, like, they have, like, their little, like, brawl for a little bit. He's, come on, Jackie, get up! So Stacey does her, like, choke in the corner, which I do pop for every time.
I love it.
I do. I love when the person like gets off their feet too, like
sells it.
Yeah, like yeah. So good. But unfortunately, this match is cut short because Vince McMahon comes out.
Vince McMahon comes out, and everyone instantly gets out of the ring, which was confusing.
Yeah. They just like leave.
Yeah, but then he interrupts the match to talk about the fact that it's a new era.
Yeah, so what he does is, I cut the clip short, but he announces the draft. But like, this was the time.
Why now? Like, why'd you cut this match? Like,
I wanted to see this. So,
well, I mean, like, why not just have a 2-minute match? Y'all do it all the time.
They could have honestly ended the match like after like the neck choke or something. Like, she could have thrown Jackie into the ropes and done a kick. And then, well, if they wanted to have Vince exert his power to then come out.
Yeah, like the little spinning heel kick she did. Yeah. Let out Jackie, 1, 2, 3. Like, why did you need to stop this match?
Oh, so pissed. I was like, okay. I was like, not like there was like a storyline before this, but okay. So
it's also not like you would do that during a men's match.
I dare them to do that during like Kane and like Rob Van Dam or something like that. That would have been so funny.
They wouldn't even do it if it was Mark Jindrak versus Spike Dudley. Like, they wouldn't do it. Like,
ugh. So pissed that our girls got interrupted. But yeah. So I was, and we, I don't think we ever get this match because like Jackie goes to SmackDown. So,
oh yeah.
So I don't think we ever get it. But all right.
Never gonna get it.
So.
No.
So Spike, sorry, I'm like burpy tonight.
It's okay. It's because you're drinking beer.
Oh, you know what? That's probably it. So Spike Dudley is out. And as he's walking down, Christian runs down in a Pride 2004 shirt and attacks him from behind. Wow, lots of colors.
Lots of colors. But he attacks him from behind, and then Trish is right behind him looking. Trish, okay, I don't know how this woman does it, but she has face hair, and then she has like a little swoop, and it turns it into real hair. And it's so
she has a little swoop. She does her eye makeup a smidge differently, and all of a sudden, I'm just like, you're a different person.
Like, it's completely different. Like, her body language is different.
Yeah, I'm like, who are you? Like, her clothes are different. I'm like, what happened?
I don't know. It's so good.
It really is. And I think that's one of the things that makes Trish Stratus such an iconic heel, is because she's honestly one of the few, I think, that can pull off both babyface and heel. Like, I think with a lot of them, you think like, oh, they're a better heel or they're a better babyface. I think Trish is equally good at both. Mm-hmm. But the thing is just like, we hadn't really seen full heel Trish potential, I think, up until this point, because she was a little green when she came in, you know. So, like, now that she's seasoned, seeing her, like, play a heel with, like, actual character development skills now, you're like, oh my God. Like,
it's just so impressive to me because she is acting, and it's very impressive. Like, going back and watching it, like, there's not even a girl that I can think of like today on the roster that really can compare.
No, to be honest, Trish is like one of those, I think, like once in a lifetime like talents. And honestly, like, I feel like she deserves like every accolade or like any acknowledgement she gets for her work a lot of the time, because like the thing is, like, when people are like, oh, well, what about this person and this person? They're like, we love all of them. But like, the thing is, like, there's just something very iconic about Trish where like, she's captivating.
And look at the testament to who she is as a person. Like, it's 23 still right now. And like, she had like something that's up for match of the year.
Yeah, seriously. Like, oh my God. Oh, she's iconic. We love her. Mm-hmm. I love this too. Cause like, Christian like attacks Spike, and then Trish takes him out with a chick kick too, which I love too, that this is like a partnership too, where like, hey, we're both going to kick your ass. Like, it's not like I'm just gonna yell and be like, do the dirty work, Christian. Like, I'm gonna do it too.
Yeah, love that. Also, kudos to Spike Dudley, because Spike Dudley is just one of those unsung heroes. I know, I just,
yeah,
just a little bit though. But like, he is an unsung workhorse of wrestling.
Yeah. And especially like, and we've like worked with him on this podcast, like in the past, talking about his work with the women. And he is like actually like very underrated as far as putting women over in general goes too.
Oh, I mean, he had one of the best intergender matches ever against Lita on, was it?
Yeah. Like, awesome, awesome. We love Spike here. Yeah, like, and then Christian does it in Prettier, and they do like a little fake like pin thing with him on the outside, where Trish counts the three and like raises Christian's hand, and then like they get in the ring and he's like, sorry Spike, wrong place, wrong time. And they just, I love that they cut to Spike and he's just like that kid from Hey Arnold, like, I'm okay. Yeah, like lying in a ball, I'm okay.
But don't even get me started on this promo, though. Like, they delivered it great, but this promo made me so mad.
Because we didn't get an explanation
as to why.
I'm still lost. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Here's the promo where we get why this all happened, and I'm like, wait, what?
Please, dear Lord, explain to me why all of a sudden Trish is like, I'm into this guy and I'm screwing him and all this other stuff. But he was beating the crap out of you a week before you did it.
I need to know. Yep. Yeah. So what we do get is like Trish being like, it's so funny because I feel like Trish's Canadian accent comes out so much more as a heel. Does that make sense? Like,
oh yeah.
Like, okay. No, don't try to judge me. Let's not forget about Chris Jericho's bit against me.
Okay, that line also made me mad because like, let's not forget about the bit he made against me for $1 Canadian. And like, he made the bet with the guy that you're with, right?
Yeah, you bitch. Like, I was just like, I did love that. Like, she kind of prompted the crowd to chant slut at her, though. She's like, "What kind of slut do you think I am, anyway?"
I mean, what kind of a cheap slut do you think I am, anyway?
What kind of slut do you think I am?
I am forever going to be using the word slut.
You slut.
You slut.
You're a slut. Treat me like a slut. So Heel Canada Trash continues that like, it's too bad Chris Jericho's night ended prematurely. Because
now you're making her talk like John Travolta in Hairspray.
Trudy,
I haven't left this house in years.
I have not left since 1964. Come on, Mama. Welcome to the 60s.
Tracy, it's been years since someone asked me to dance.
Do you like my new dress? Well, y'all stop traffic.
Oh, ooh, my God, Tracy. Can you do a rewatch of Hairspray?
Yes! I love that movie.
So good.
So, Heel Canada Trish John Travolta, you know, I really wanted to tell him something. Chris, don't you find it ironic trying to screw me when in the end, I wound up screwing you? Or
you gotta stop
should I say someone else, Canada?
Don't you find it really ironic that you spent all this time and energy trying to screw me, but in the end I wound up screwing you?
Wow.
Or should I say screwing someone else?
Oh my god. I feel like I am now 5 shades darker red.
The crowd is chanting, slut, 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 slut. So Christian, you know, he does his whole spiel, and he says New Jersey's full of creepy little bastards. He's no CLB because he got the girl while Jericho was getting soft, while he was getting hard.
Oh,
he doesn't want a lovesick puppy falling around. She wants a man like him. She wants a man. And then Trish grabs the mic too, and she's like, "You can't get new stratisfaction.
You can't get no stratisfaction.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. Fuck you. No stratisfaction." So, her accent just really came out, like, in these promos now.
Stratisfaction.
Stratisfaction.
We're making t-shirts. Who wants one? Leave a comment
Stratisfaction.
That's Fook Doop.
You Fook Doop. You Fook Doop.
You Fook Doop. Oh my God.
So okay. Then,
seriously, please let us know on Twitter if we make You Fook Doop shirts. Would you please buy them?
Oh my God, please. You Fook Doop. You Fook Doop. You Fook Doop.
You Fook Doop.
So then Trish and Christian meet out in the, like, it's like intense. It's like, I feel like everyone always remembers like Lita and Edge's like crazy makeouts, but these are pretty on par.
No, they are not.
Really? I thought it was.
They are not. They did not open their mouths. They did not use like any it. Tongue. They were just mashing their face together. Like,
you, so it was just like, it was like
Play-Doh and another can of Play-Doh, and you.
They're just like,
I don't
that.
Know what you're doing.
Yes, it was a huge kiss.
You were doing like a Karen Smith trying to swallow your own fist. Yeah.
So no, yeah. Oh yeah, because I guess like Edge and like Lita are like
Edge and Lita go in. Those two were like kind of like when you got two Barbies and Ken, like a little girl, like they love each other.
Oh yeah, I got in trouble for doing that once.
Oh,
I also made Barbie's like one leg.
Love. Love. That's all I got. Love. Love it. So good. So wonderful.
Holiday! So
clearly.
Well, fuck me.
Fuck you.
So all right, guys. There's no women on SmackDown. They were banned from the building this week.
Which, like, no Tori Sable promo about how they won.
Yeah, like, not even, like, a little recap. Like,
nothing.
They didn't want to, like, tease the audience some more. Like
try to sell more of that magazine that didn't sell well.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, because they're not promoting it.
It's so wild how much they didn't promote this Playboy.
Here's the thing. If they were going to... I think I would have been more okay with like this like fake lesbian shit. Like, first of all, they should have taken a cue from Tattoo and like played it the fuck up. But like also like if they went full throttle with this, I probably would have been like more like, speaking of full throttle, if they did more like lesbianism like hints like they do in the Charlie's Angels movies, like I would have been like more into this. But there's like, it's so bland. It's just like, wow, we are good friends, but maybe more than friends who do things together in a bed. Ooh, are we naughty? Ooh, are we naughty? Yeah, really sexy. Like.
Ooh, are we naughty?
We are. You don't know what, when you see two women together, you don't know if they are friends or if they are finger banging. Who knows? There are so many questions up in the air.
Like, let's get dirty.
Let's get dirty. They could have done like a reenactment of like their shower scene or something like that. Like, had like Tori walking on Sable in the shower. Like, make it.
How are we two homosexuals who are teaching straight men how to make porn?
Yeah, come, like, seriously, like right in front of my salad.
Yeah.
Like
literally.
They could have had Dawn Marie like with a clipboard, like consoling Paul Heyman, who's consoling Paul Heyman because he's mad that Eddie Guerrero lost. Like I'm thinking of things like
thought you meant with Sable and Tori. I'm like,
no, Tori and Sable. Like, I'm trying to find things for all the women to do. Shanique was gone. Nydia could be at the eye doctor. Like, she has dry eye now because of her blindness.
Why did we not get Nydia at the optometrist?
Where was Nydia at the eye doctor? Come on, the ophthalmologist. Get her there.
Ophthalmologist?
I think that's what it's called.
Those optometrists.
I think you're right.
What is it? Please, can you Google what an ophthalmologist is now?
I'm actually going to look now.
I'm curious.
There's
someone out there in stream.
Ophthalmologist. What is an No, that's an eye doctor. Wait. Well, what's an optometrist? Is a medical osteopathic doctor who specializes in eye or vision care. Well, what's an optometrist? They're one and the same.
Oh, they're the same thing?
Oh, what?
What?
Is this like a culture, like a regional thing?
I don't know.
Now I'm going to get ads for eye doctors. I don't want ads. I want to wait till next year because I order my contacts right before my prescription runs out so I don't have to go for 2 years. So
I need to go get glasses.
Do you not wear them?
Joey on Golden Era with glasses.
Wait, do you not have glasses? Like ever?
No, I had them and then I had to get contacts refilled because insurance went away because I switched jobs like most people switch socks. So, you know.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. I have had terrible vision since second grade. I found out because unsurprisingly, I used to have to go to a speech therapist and they were doing like a reading thing with me and I couldn't read some of the things. She's like, can you see those? I was like, not really. Like, and then they sent me to the nurse and they had an eye test thing for some reason at the nurse. And I failed that. Then they sent me to like a real eye doctor and I had to start wearing glasses like in second grade. And then I didn't get contacts till like sixth grade.
I got contacts in high school. I wore glasses from like first grade on. Like I have terrible vision.
Oh no. Oh, you're like Doug had to wear them when he was like three. Like all of his like kid pictures are he looks like a little like Orville Redenbacher. Like it's actually really cute. Yeah. Oh good. Do you like get angry when you meet people with perfect vision? Cause I do.
No.
I do. And I hate people who wear fake glasses for fashion. They're mocking our disability.
Does it make you heated?
It does.
That's called a segue, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, let's go to Heat. Miss Jackie's out with Rico. She wore a different outfit for Heat, though.
She did, and it was not as good as the one.
it was like a teal top, like black pants, one piece thing. And Rico wrestles Steven Richards.
Maybe that was her tribute for SmackDown not having women this week.
She's like, girls, I'll support you in spirit. And Rico beats Steven Richards and then goes crazy and like shoves Jackie and attacks Rico. Cause I guess he's a heel now.
I guess so.
I missed that. Or was this the heel turn?
Probably because it happened on Heat and Victoria's not with him, so we didn't have to cover it.
Yeah. I wish they would have like explained why they're not together anymore.
I'm okay with it because that means I don't have to talk about him and I don't have to refer to him anymore because we know that as soon as he did that whole Nia Jax thing, I started disliking Steven.
I know. All right. Well, that's literally it for this week. What an eventful week for the women post-WrestleMania.
Amazing.
I mean, I was fine with Raw, though. We got a good amount of the women on there.
I know. We got match and a half from the women.
Match and a half. We got a promo from a woman. So it was a fun little week. So okay, so it is now time for figure this.
Figure this.
Now, continuing this trend, I did like the idea of the figure spotlight last week, so I'm bringing it back.
Figure spotlight, and then I have some new figures to spotlight at the end.
What do you? Oh yeah, on your travels, I'm sure you're collecting some news.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you get?
Oh, do we want to do that first?
We'll do that last. Okay. So we'll talk about the figure first. So we're talking about Adrenaline Series 10 Trish Stratus, which, first of all, I'm so shocked this is so far down in the number of Adrenaline series. I felt like Adrenaline like went on forever, but I guess it didn't. But Adrenalines are like the Ruthless Aggression style 2-packs, but. This is, since this is Trish's first week with Christian, this is a Trish Stratus Christian 2-pack. And I want to say this is the first figure of like heel Trish.
I think so. Is this the first Ruthless Aggression style Trish?
I think this is her first Ruthless Aggression style one. So this is the Trish with the big head Trish, as I like to call her. She's got the big hair with the part. She's got the heavy eye makeup on. And this one is a great head scan, though. Like, I think, like, an underrated women's head scan. You don't like it? I think it's better than any of the ones Mattel has done of her.
I disagree on that one.
Really?
My favorite Mattel so far is the one where she's in her black and pink jumpsuit.
I do like the jumpsuit, but I don't think the face looks anything like her.
I do. I like it.
I don't see her in it. I just feel like Mattel has struggled with her face for whatever reason. Like, they're not...
Beautiful face!
Beautiful. like, I can see hints of her in there, but I don't really see her. If that makes sense.
That one I see her in. I don't see her in a lot of the elite one that happened with the finger point.
Yeah, I don't see her at all in that. I'm like, who are you? I don't see her there. I don't see her in the... Actually, no, I do see her in the Evolution one, the 2-pack with Lita. I see her there. That one's fine. But I think this head scan is beautifully done. I think it's fantastic. At that time too, like the way figures were with the women, I think this was a much more detailed one. It was cool too, because so this figure was in like a little cloth outfit too. So it had black pants. And this was in a way lazy, but not lazy, because Jax like only had one body type for all the women. So if they were someone who wore pants, they would just put like material pants on them, which actually isn't that lazy of a way around it, but
I like it more than I like when
do
they
you?
Would, yeah, because literally when they would put like pants on the women, they more or less just painted the legs.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like lazy, because I would have loved like a different body type for the women. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would have loved like a Ruthless Aggression style with like pants legs. Instead. But this was a nice workaround, because I loved like the babe of the year top, like little crop top and the black pants. This is a great Trish Stratus figure. I thought this was really fun. I know I rushed to get this because it was her first like heel Trish. What do you think about it, Jerry?
I love this one. I mean, honestly, the outfit's really the only thing I can critique, because it's the only thing different than a lot of the other figures. So the black pants are good. I do kind of wish they would have put heels on this one.
That would have been sick, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that's the only real flaw I can put on it, because I love the shirt. The pants are, you know, a lot of women got those black pants.
Yeah, they did. But yeah, no, great figure. I think the Victoria's in them too. Yeah,
Victoria's in them. Lita. Lita in them. Got some additions to hers.
So... black pants. So Joey, so tell us about like what your gets were this week.
Ooh, so I have five.
Ooh, do tell.
So first one I got very excited about, because yay
Natty. Oh, in the red. Wait, what year is that supposed to be from? 2021?
This is supposed to be when her and Tamina were teamed.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
which also they gave her the bigger body, which
I like
older Lita, older lady body.
Yeah,
I guess, because the only ones that got this were her and Tamina.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
So I like it. It's, there's not like, okay, so they've stopped giving these figures boobs, like actual boobs, which is weird. Like they're just kind of, like there's no cleavage for the ladies.
Where's Natty's boobin?
Natty's above the like, so I like this. It's the exact same head though from her Elite, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's actually very nice. Yeah, I do like that.
So good, this figure is nice. Then I got the oh no, I killed one of them. okay, but I got the Charlotte Alexa Bliss 2-pack.
Love it. Oh, that's right. Awesome. I love that.
These are cute. These though, they feel a bit more flimsy, like than normal.
They changed the basics again. I hope not.
I guess not. Okay, so like this feels a little like Charlotte's very, very basic. At least with Alexa, there's like some actual print, like
yeah,
the top is kind of different made, but it's cool. But you will not like this Alexa because they stopped the print on.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I hate them.
Yeah, they stopped it. So, they didn't with Charlotte though. Like hers went all the way around, but yeah, they completely did Alexa.
Fuck them. Oh, that sucks. That would have been so cool. That would have been so cool all the way down.
And then I got the new Dakota Kai.
Oh, she looks great.
You think so?
I do.
Put her face closer.
Is her tongue out?
No.
Oh. I don't know why. I thought she had like a tongue like.
She looks okay. She's a little.
I don't think she looks bad.
No, but they did her a little dirty with the face. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Like she's a little bit spooky, but
she
like
looks busty.
She's busty. They did like actual indent work with her top as well.
Yeah, like, that's nice.
This whole under top is painted on, so it's nothing additional.
That's cool.
The belt's an addition, which is cool. Like it's a full.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but then like the boots are just painted like this. I don't really like that. Mostly I'm criticizing this one a lot because it was an Elite, and Elite's worth $22 or something like that.
That's yeah, like so much. Oh my
$23. So like, yeah, I'm going to give you some scrutiny for some Elites over here, Mattel. Yeah. Like, but the hair's cute.
Yeah.
So looks good. Like this one. And then my favorite one that I got was the new Elite Sonya Deville.
Oh, she looks awesome.
She's good. This jacket, I love. Like, there's even, like, the little brace details.
That's sick. Yeah.
Which is sweet. And then, like, they're around her waist. And then to reveal, like, the top and stuff, like, has the belt. And then these are additions across the boobies. She is, like, pretty much the bottom's just black and boots, which that's what she wore.
You can't
explain. But, like, this one I like. This one's good.
That's really sick. I love that.
Like, it looks just like her, too.
We needed, like, an updated Sonya for, like, a while, so I'm glad that came out.
Yeah, I think the only other Sonya, there's a red and a yellow.
Is the yellow one the Elite? They're both Elites, right? There was an Elite one.
Red's basic, yellow's Elite.
Yellow's Elite, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm glad, and I hated that gear style, so I'm really glad we got one in this style.
So. Yeah, I like this one a lot. By far, that's, like, I would say probably my least favorite is either the Charlotte or the Alexa, but like Sonya is my favorite by far.
Awesome. She looks so good. I love it. Love it. Really good gets this week. And I'm excited to see what else you pick up on the road.
I know. I've got 2 more weeks on the road. I'm going to be in, if y'all want to see me, I'm not on tour, so you can't, but I am on tour. I'm going to be in Gainesville, Tampa, Miami.
Fun.
Charleston, Knoxville, Indianapolis. Like, I'm going
all over the place. It'll be fun. Sweet. Joey, well, where can people find you digitally?
You can find me at Joey_Mayberry on Instagram and Twitter, Joey.Mayberry on TikTok. Check out my YouTube as well as Ring the Bell. And I also kind of liked what Ella did last week, where she's just like, find me on social media and click my link tree because there's so many more things on there.
That's a really smart idea. Like,
yeah, much shorter plug, but I love going TikTok.
Jake, where do you
find find you?
You can find me at Jake Is in Jacob on Instagram and also on Twitter. And you guys, be sure to follow our show, Golden Era_Pod. We are on Twitter, we are on Instagram, and we are also on YouTube. So be sure to follow us on all of those platforms as well. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Leave us a review. 5 stars is the best. Helps us move up in those power rankings. Joey, anything else?
Jesus, salute.
Eddie salutes. Have a great Ingulden week.
Bye. I mean, what kind of a cheap slut do you think I am anyway?